Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
The Midday 180, we should actually call this the return of the Delaney Walker Show.
He's back.
On 104.5 The Zone. Titans tight end Delaney Walker joins us at our broadcast site. Welcome back on, man.
Thanks for having me.
Great to see you.
Great to see you guys. I missed y'all.
So, storyline of the day is Taylor Lewan's 5-year extension.
Man, you know what?
What do you tell the guy in the locker room?
I went up to him, said, you deserve it, man. I feel like he really deserve it. Taylor Lewan is one of our key players on his team. Without him, our offense don't get going. So to have a guy like that sign for 5 years and get what he deserved, I'm happy for him.
He's buying, right? He's buying dinner or something.
I mean, he's buying a lot of stuff. He's what, the top paid offensive line in history. NFL history. I need a few things from him, you know?
I feel like there's a misconception from fans out there that thinks that there's some jealousy between players when they're getting paid or getting a big contract. You guys are always happy for each other when someone can go and get a huge contract, right?
Most definitely. We play this game. We love the game, but at the end of the day, you do get paid to play the game. And, you know, if you're a good player, you deserve to get paid. And Taylor Lewan is a great player.
Having this conversation reminds me of a tweet that you sent out during minicamp, or maybe in OTAs. But you said it was some quote about, don't let your loyalty become slavery. If they aren't appreciating what you bring to the table, then let them eat alone or something. Indeed. And a lot of fans took that as Delaney's unhappy with his contract situation.
Yeah, you know,
did you get asked about that?
A lot. You know, that was when I posted, everyone was like, oh, what you don't want to be here anymore. You don't want this and that. I try to post quotes, you know, to bring people up and make them think about some of the situations they in. And, that's all it was. It wasn't that I was unhappy. Obviously I'm happy. If I wasn't happy, I wouldn't showed up. And, I love playing with the guys. I love, the coaches. I love what our organization do. So, it wasn't for that at all.
You love motivational quotes. In fact, if you follow Delaney on Twitter at Delaney Walker 82, it's pretty much a bunch of retweets of the favorite quotes that you come across. Billionaire mindset is one of them that you love. Is there a favorite quote of the day that you've noticed recently? I haven't checked your account lately.
Not one I can really name off the top of my head.
You just see it and retweet it and move on?
Man, you know, I follow them. I love billionaire mind quotes because it sticks to me. I feel like it hits right on the points every time. It's just right, exact, like punch him in the face. It's real. And, they catch my eyes, and I know my followers, they see everything I post, so I try to post stuff that's good and not negative.
Do you watch Billions on Showtime?
I used to watch Billions, but then it got a little crazy.
Got a little crazy?
Yeah.
So many good quotes. If you like billionaires' quotes, there's some great quotes in that show. Speaking of showing up to training camp, that was almost in jeopardy. You got into a bit of a car accident the day before camp. Can you tell us about that?
Well, yeah, it's funny. The day before training camp, I was driving in one of my cars. I ain't gonna say what kind of car it was, but I was driving
one
in
of
one,
how many?
12. and an 18.
You like to keep it at a nice round number. 12 is a good number. A dozen's a good number.
I brag about it too.
Yes.
And an 18-wheeler hit me, surprisingly. An 18-wheeler. I was on 3rd and Union. If you're from Tennessee, you know where 3rd and Union is. And 18-wheeler hit me.
He wasn't from Tennessee.
From Tennessee. Let me tell you that. He wasn't from Tennessee. And thank God, you know, I wasn't really hurt, and the police got there right away and made sure they saw.
This could have been serious, though. Like, he ran over the top of you.
Yeah, it could have been
like
really
the hood
serious.
Of your car?
Yes, it could have been really serious.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, so.
How much damage did it do to your car?
I had to get it towed, so.
Did you tell anybody here about it? Did you tell Coach about it?
No, I didn't tell Coach. I just told Jeb. You know, I told our security team and really let them know the situation just in case if someone seen it and it got out there.
But there was witnesses to this?
It was witnesses.
Everything's been taken care of?
Everything's been taken care of. I got his insurance, got the paperwork, filed a police report. So,
what happened to the car?
The car is in the it's at the shop. They're not working on it yet. I got to get a guy to come down and look at it and see how much damage it is. If I have to scrap the car and get a new one, we'll see.
But he may be down to 11.
Yeah, you better say you're not going to trim the fleet to 11. You will add a new car if you have to, right?
Oh, no. Okay. It was a truck company. They got, I'm getting a new car if I had to get a new car.
Delaney Walker with us on the Midday 180. You've been in a handful of first meetings with new head coaches with this franchise.
Yes, indeed.
What was there anything different about the first meeting with Vrabel? Did he set himself apart in any certain way?
Most definitely. You know, he's a different guy. He's real in your face, and you know, he cracks jokes, and then he's serious. So it was a medium, and then it was big, and then it was medium. But you know, at the end of the day, he put guys on the spot. You know, he showed us a tape of basically guys working hard and guys that wasn't working hard. And I like that because he puts everybody on the spot. That makes guys want to work. He don't care if you're a superstar or you're not. He's going to put you on the spot because this is the type of coach he is. He wants players that's going to play, that's going to bust their butt every day. You can't teach effort. So he wants you to have that effort. And I like that about him. And, you know, every guy in this locker room going to sell out for him, and I see it.
I saw him out there with the bag hitting the running backs earlier. And I turned to Hutton and I said, do you like that when the head coach is out there getting physical with the players and going through drills? Is that, do you appreciate that when you see him doing it?
I do, you know, because when he coaches you up, but he's out there doing it as well. So, you know, he knows what he's talking about and he gets that bag. He don't even care if you hit him in the face, rip his shirt, knock his glasses off, put him on the ground. He gets right back up and be like, okay, I'm coming this time. And, you like to see that from your head coach. He's getting dirty. He's conditioning with us. I never seen that before, to be honest with you.
Is Matt LaFleur's offense difficult to pick up?
No, not to me. You know, it's a lot of things you got to know. You got to be in the right places. You got to understand the philosophy. But I really don't think it's hard.
Wait, Malarkey and Robiskie, they were known for being a tight end friendly offense.
Indeed.
Can this offense be tight end friendly? Are you going to stay happy?
Of course. You know, and I hear a lot of people say, well, when they was with the Rams and the tight ends only had these many catches, I mean, at the end of the day, they didn't have a tight end like me. So I'm really not worried about it. I feel like whoever gets open, Marcus is going to find that person and get them the ball. Do I want to get passes? Of course, but I want to win more than I want to be selfish. So
I was reading prior to camp, you went to your first Pro Bowl. Was it 2015 or 16? 15, I think.
15. Yeah.
And since you've been here in the five seasons, you led NFL tight ends across the league in receptions. You're third in yards, but there is still this lack of appreciation across the league for the numbers and the value that you provide. What do you think it's because you're, what, 34? Do you think that plays into it? Or why doesn't Delaney Walker come to mind across the country when we start talking tight ends?
You know, what I hear the most is that our market is really small. And that's,
yeah, but you played in San Fran. I mean, you're a familiar name.
Yeah, but that's the sad part. If they have to say that, it's only because they don't want to give me the love that I deserve. And if you want to use my age, I should be talked about even more. I'm older than every guy that's doing it. And I'm doing it at this age at a full speed. And you can't stop me. And they go, oh, well, their team not that good. Then stop me. You can't stop me. I do it every week. Every week I do it. And I still don't get the love. And you see that it really pisses me off. So
yeah.
I know it. You've been talking about this.
Well,
for years.
That is the excuse, right? Well, he's in a small market. Do you buy that if you were with the Dallas Cowboys, you'd be getting a lot more run? Nationally?
The New York
Giants.
I don't want to. You know, I don't. I love playing for the Tides. I would hate to.
It
say
pisses
anything
you off, but you buy it too, right?
Yeah. It pisses me off, but I get it. I get it. But at the end of the day, I'm doing this. I'm doing it. My numbers show that I'm up there every year. I should be talked about more. But every year they say, he's not going to have a good year. He's not going to have a good year. And then I have a good year. And then they go back to it. He's not going to have a year. He's going to slow down. I haven't slowed down yet. Why do they want to knock me? That's what I don't get. Why do they want to knock me when I'm doing it year after year?
How do you honestly feel, though, physically? Like at this, you've been doing it year after year. Are you fresh? Do you feel okay?
I feel great.
Would you just say that automatically, or is that the honest response?
No, honestly, I feel great. If I didn't feel great, I'll tell you. I'll be feeling like dog crap sometimes. I would tell you that, but I don't. Obviously, I have great coaches that take care of my body. I don't, you know, they don't run me to the ground. They give me days off. So, I mean, at the end of the day, that's the reason why I'm fresh. But again, I feel great some days after games. Yeah. I may feel bad.
Like everybody, though.
But I take care of my body. I eat well. I do the things I need to do off the field, and that's what keeps me fresh.
Delaney Walker with us, the Delaney Walker Show, back for a limited time here on the Midday 180. What is something in camp that we as media are likely to overhype or overplay that we should not fall for this year?
Oh, man.
What do you guys laugh at behind the scenes?
Really, we don't, you know, because we don't. Everything y'all talk about, sometimes y'all be exact on certain stuff, but then sometimes y'all just way over the top. You know, like, we just like, wow, he just put that guy on a pedestal. Like, he's going to be all right, but you just hyped him up. And but we want that. We want y'all to hype us up because that's what y'all here for. But then when sometimes when y'all talk bad on us, that's what we laugh at. We like, okay, they seen a bad practice, and then, you know, you going to say what you seen. But at the end of the day, you got to remember, it's practice. Some days you're going to have good ones. Some days you're going to have bad ones.
Let me give an example.
Yeah.
Interceptions in practice. It seems that all we've talked about the last 2 days, Malcolm Butler saying he was going to get Corey Davis back and intercepting two passes yesterday. Is Mariota throwing too many interceptions? Is that something that's overhyped by us?
Always. Always. Every time y'all say that, I'll be like, it's practice. It was one-on-one, I think. I mean, he had no choice but to throw the ball. I think them are some of the things y'all going to talk about, and we know that. And Marcus is probably the one that laughs at that. You know, us, we look at it as practice.
Here's what I think of. Training camp fights. This is my 14th camp. I probably overhyped the crap out of fights early on.
Do you like fights?
Well, I do. I do. I like, you know, I like fights. But a lot of times a scrap will be over exaggerated.
Very.
In the media.
Very. Very. Because you don't really see what's going on. You see it from outside looking in, right? So you like, oh, they were throwing punches. The whole team was on it. No, the whole team trying to break up the fight. All you see is the whole team running in there. We're trying to stop the fight from happening. And then it's, you know, in the newspaper, defense versus offense. There's a rumble.
Battle royale.
Battle royale.
Last time you were in a camp fight.
Never been in one. Been in the league for 13 years. Never been in a fight. Every guy always had his first day of pass. You think you're going to get in a fight? I said, man, I've never been in a fight. Because I feel like if I got in that fight, that mean I got my butt kicked by that guy. And now I want to fight him. So every time a dude want to fight me, I laugh at him like, I just whooped your butt. And you can throw all the punches you want at me. I got a helmet on. I'm laughing at you.
It's going to be your hand hurting.
Your hand is broke. You're getting cut. And now I'm getting extra money because they cut you.
I'm always amazed, too, when there's a fight that anyone has the energy to fight.
Man.
Out there training camp. Like, it seems like a real waste of energy to get into a scrap with someone.
I'm so tired. You can punch me. I'm broken, walking back to the huddle like, next play.
Hey, just it popped in my mind. How do you choose which car to drive each day? You have 12 to choose from.
Right now, I'm driving a Genesis because it's free. I want it for MVP Pro Bowl. MVP Pro Bowl.
Okay, yeah. Hang on. Some people sell that car, right? Or they give it away.
They do. I'm going to give it away. So what I'm doing, I think I'm going to put about 9,000 miles on it, and then I'm going to give it to a woman's shelter.
Okay. You're going to drive it?
You want to test drive it for 9,000 miles.
I'm going to drive it, to drive the crap out of it, and then I'm going to give it away.
9,000 miles, that's still practically brand new.
That's still a good car.
Okay, so but when you wake up in the morning, is like choosing your shirt or something? Like, you're like, okay, I'm going to drive this truck today.
Yeah, on Sundays, when on the games, it's like, which car? Let me see my fit. Okay, I'm going to go with this car. So that's just how it works.
So there's an attitude behind the selection.
Oh, yeah, but if it's raining, it's always the diesel truck. I got to take the diesel. No other car comes out in the rain.
Does your wardrobe factor into your car decision on Sunday?
Yeah.
You want to match it up?
I want to. You
consider yourself to be best dressed, right? You try to be.
Come on. Y'all see me out there, man. Come on. Y'all see where I'll come. I'm always the best dressed. Man, I try to stay as clean as possible.
I always say, if
you look good, you play good. That's my motto.
Delaney Walker. Follow him on Twitter. He's a great follow, at Delaney Walker 82. Thank you for stopping by.
No, thank you for having me. You know what? We might have to get that show back, man. I love it. When I get on the radio, you guys, y'all get me going.
We'll be sure to tell Logan Ryan that you were a much better host.
Fans would love to hear from you, too.
Yeah, I love the fans. They're hanging out. They're great.
They're hanging out. You'll probably go over here in a second.
Indeed.
All right. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you guys. Good to see y'all, man.